What is the fourth commandment of God?
The fourth commandment of God is, honor thy father and thy mother, that thou mayest have a long life.
How must we honor our parents?
We must honor our parents by loving them, respecting them, helping them in their needs, and obeying them in all that is not sinful.
Why must we love our parents?
We must love our parents because it is to them, after God, that we are indebted for our life, and because God has given them the responsibility to provide for our first needs.
What does it mean to respect our parents?
Respecting our parents means to treat them with consideration, bearing patiently with their infirmities and even their faults.
Why must we respect our parents and obey them?
We must respect our parents and obey them because they take God's place with regard to us, and in obeying them, we obey God Himself.
Why must we help our parents?
We must help our parents because it is very just to give back to them, in their needs, all the care that we have received from them.
What is the meaning of the words, that thou mayest have a long life?
These words mean that God often rewards, even in this life, a child who honors his father and mother.
What punishment is inflicted upon children who insult their parents, or who abandon them in their needs?
Children who insult their parents, or who abandon them in their needs, are cursed by God and held in horror by men.
Are our parents the only ones to whom we owe honor and obedience?
No, for we must honor and obey all those who have the right and the duty to command us, that is, all our legitimate superiors, both religious and civil.
What are the duties of fathers and mothers toward their children?
Fathers and mothers are obliged to provide for their children's needs, raise them in a Christian manner, correct them of their faults, keep them from all moral and physical dangers, and give them good example.
What are the duties of superiors toward their inferiors?
Superiors should treat their inferiors with charity, watch over their behavior, and facilitate the accomplishment of their duties of religion.
What are the duties of inferiors toward their superiors?
The duties of inferiors toward their superiors are to respect and obey them.